Oh, listen to the mandolin rain, listen to the fall. This is a foreign rain. To the foreign rain. Well, that would be something. Well, it really would be something. Something, Mom, meet you with falling rain. Meet you with falling rain. Oh, Mama, meet you with falling rain. Mama, meet you with falling rain. That would be something. That would be something. Oh, Mama, to meet you with falling rain. Oh, Mama, meet you with falling rain.
Funkenstein and his Dr. Strangelove Orchestra featuring Love Unlimited, featuring the Love Unlimited percussion section. We got a guy back there that we have christened because he's so grooving so hard. His name is Mr. John Floyd. We call him Smelly Floyd because his groove is stankin', man. His groove is funkin'. Roanoke, y'all stand up. Y'all stand up and hold your nose. They're gonna stank on it. We got to salute Mr. Floyd here. Y'all hold your nose. Let me see the house lights. Hold your nose. It's stanking in it. The cat is stank. It's a Funkenstein. We got Dr. Funkenstein. We got Mr. Smelly Floyd. It's a stanking in here. Whoa, it's a group thing. Roanoke, stand up. Hold your nose. Thank you, thank you. There you go. You get overtime and more for that. Mr. Floyd. Whoa, Mr. Floyd. Floyd, he's Roanoke's big bad baby boy. Mr. Floyd. Are you from Roanoke, Mr. Floyd? Are you originally from here? Did you go to like Cave Spring High School? Or... Well, if you didn't, you might as well claim it because you have many instant friends if you do.
Oh, yeah, I went to Cane Spring. I played varsity baseball there and ran track, and I was in the Oceanography Club and the Fleet Club.
They had one of those damn things. You know, they how many people here ever watch VH1? Some. Actually, there's lots of great stuff on VH1 if you don't watch it. There's lots of great, like, exposés about Ozzy Osbourne and Def Leppard and, oh, I don't know, Iggy Pop, you know. And but they had this series called Before They Were Rock Stars, and they had a segment with Lionel Richie, Henry Rollins, and me. Quite a trio. The common thread is that we were all jocks in high school. They found a picture of me in the Oceanography Club, which reminded me of that. And I had a contest with a friend of mine to see who could get in the most club pictures. It's a good way to get out of class, you know. In 5 minutes in the auditorium, they'll be taking the chess club picture, varsity club picture. And I'm in that. I gotta go. I know it's a test, but I gotta take it later. I gotta be in the in the key club picture. So anyway, it served me well because my oceanography picture is now enshrined on television. So, which validates it now, doesn't it? You're on TV and you're instantly okay, you're instantly big. How many people here would really like to get the survivor person's autograph? If that person, I don't even know what they look like, if that person walked in here, how many people would go, I know you won't admit that you would. No one will raise their hand. I would, if I knew what he or she looked like. A guy won, right? A guy won. The guy that everyone hated. Right. Exactly, that's right. That's a surprise. Richard. Okay, well, this is a story about a couple of guys who beat the hell out of a guy named Richard one night. They didn't like his ass either. They were not psyched about it.